Hi guys, hello and welcome to the Writer Room Podcast. My name is Rupen Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in to another week. I've got to apologize starting up front. I kind of messed up last week. I did record a podcast. It's not like I didn't. But then something really horrible happened. It's happened before, but this time I absolutely had no control over it. I recorded it with this guest and we're doing it virtually. Something happened to my recorder in between. It was not a planned thing at all. It just happened and the entire file got deleted. And I have his side of the recording. Now I've got to stitch it up and I have to get it right. So what I'm going to do is I'm still going to get that conversation up for you this week. But I need some time to do it. But I thought I'll just come say hello to you, check in on all of you to see how your week is going and also to kind of get you started also with this week with a few thoughts. Hopefully we'll try and make this as funny as possible. Try and make this as lighthearted as possible and not sound like a dad teaching this to his son or his daughter. Right? It's just going to be like your friend. That's what I am, man. That's what this podcast has become. This podcast is not anymore like, you know, fucking how do you follow your passion? How do you do shit? How do you get your investments? No, nothing. It's just there to get in touch with you, to keep you company while you're doing 30 minutes of something, right? It could be anything. It could be driving. You could be sitting in one job which you hate, which you're planning to get out of. In which case, I wish you luck and I hope you do get out of it, right? Or it could just be you have nothing else to do and you want to listen to something, right? And that's the whole point of this podcast, to keep you company, right? I was just thinking of something, man. Like, you know, I'm far from, you know, being a perfect person. As you could just see by this delayed podcast episode, nothing went up last week. And I think it's very important as an adult to become more and more tuned to, you know, your imperfections and just realize that's part of it. And that's just how it is. And that's the best part of aging. The best part of aging is you just kind of embrace your imperfections to a large extent, right? Like some things you have to change, some things you have to fix, and some things you just embrace. This is how I am. And I'm confident about it now, or I would say more confident about it than how I was a few years ago, right? This goes into, you know, this is such a weird thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but there was 2 years when I didn't have a job at all, right? And my aim was to do nothing but stand up. And I spoke about how, I think the last episode, I spoke about how I did like a job in between, which didn't really work out. But it's weird doing stand-up because you make your money telling jokes. You wait for a corporate gig to land on your lap and you're just waiting. And that's a wrong way to approach anything. You shouldn't approach any business, any opportunity, I would say any friendship, any relationship, anything just by waiting for it to fall into your hands, right? That's not the right way to approach it. Which is also why I hate cricket, by the way, right? You're kind of, you have no idea when something is going to come your way. You just have to wait. Right? This cricket is an amazing game to watch, but it's a really annoying game to play if you're fielding. You're just waiting for something to come your way, and you never know if it's going to come, and you never know if you're going to be in a position to 100% catch it if it comes your way as a fielder. And I think sometimes as a freelancer, you end up being a fielder, except that the field is really big, and there are so many other fielders. And you're just waiting for it to come your way. And sometimes it comes your way, you miss it. Sometimes it goes to someone else because there are so many other freelancers. And that's how work was as a freelance stand-up comic. You're just waiting for a corporate gig to fall into your hands. And until then, it's just a superb state of anxiety. Because you do not know when your next check is going to come. You do not know when your bank balance is going to look good again. So at this point of time, you have to kind of use whatever time you have to innovate, right? So what I did, you know, at the start, I have a friend called Krithath, whom if you listen to the podcast, you would have been featured on many times. He's a very close friend of mine who is my kind of mentor, okay? Who has mentored me the most in stand-up. And he told me, you have to get used to writing. So one of the easiest ways to start writing, if you run out of topics, is to go to Quora and answer a question. So I had just quit my corporate job and I wrote an entire answer to a Quora question saying, what are the few things that you should know while working in a corporate job? And I wrote down a few answers and I just wrote it down. But you know, sometimes when you create stuff, as you're on to something, you'll be like, this is not an ordinary thing. This is something special. And I knew about this, I had a very good feeling about this, but I just got done, wrote the answer, did a spell check, did a grammar check, did all that typo check, everything, hit publish. Continue to the rest of my day. happened to open Quora again, and it really took off, and it became one of the most upvoted answers. So in Quora, you have this feature called upvote. If you like an answer, you boost it up in the ranks, and it goes up, right? And it became one of the most upvoted answers, right? Now, this was a time when I had a lot of free time on my hands. So what I would do is I would try to start the mornings by reading. So I would read one fiction, one non-fiction, right? And I ended up reading a lot of non-fiction, which I decided to put into some kind of a connection in terms of there are different lessons from different books. I'm going to club this into one lesson. And I'm going to club this Quora answer to what makes sense in a corporate job. And that was like the start of like my corporate training, me being a corporate trainer looking for gigs as a corporate trainer, right? So I combined all the nonfiction stuff and all the stuff I learned about business, about, you know, doing meaningful work and so on, right? Stuff from Outliers, stuff from a book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek, stuff from Good to Great, right? What is the other book? There's one more, The Wright Brothers, right? Talked about them as well, and put it together, and that's it. I came up with a module. And my entire objective was, since I've been a fresher, I worked at a corporate, I stayed there for 2.5 years, I didn't get fired, I earned the good approval of my, you know, seniors and my mentors and my bosses and all of that, right? Now I want to teach people how to do this who are transitioning from a college to a corporate. So I hit my old employer up, and we were still in good terms. I hit them up and I said, like, I'd like to do this for the new interns that are joining, because we have new interns that join every year. And they were very happy, right? They were like, yes, come and do it. I didn't expect any payment, nothing, right? Nothing, none of that sort. So I just said, I'm just going to come there and do it. I came there, did the entire thing, spoke to people, heard them out. My entire thing about corporate speaking was not just, you know, preaching to them, but trying to get the answers directly from them. I asked them, what do you think makes a person interested in doing work? And they would tell answers like, you have to have a genuine purpose for wanting to work. It should not be something, you know, that's been pressurized into you. And so on. I would just build their answers into all these stories from these books and the lessons that I've written in that Quora answer, right? And it was good. I didn't suck at it. Okay, that's not why. I've sucked at jobs before. This is a job that I've not sucked at, right? The first time was good. And then the manager said, after the session was over, said, like, that's really good. You really put a lot of direction into, you know, interns on what they can expect and so on. And I really wanted to pay you, but because of tax purposes, we didn't want to get into that. So here's an Amazon coupon for $5,000. This is great. An Amazon coupon for $5,000, I can buy anything, right? But I think this was not at the time where Amazon was selling groceries yet. But still, man, like $5,000 is a lot. You can buy a lot of amazing things. You can buy podcast equipment. You can buy books. You can buy other stuff that you want, right? So that was really cool. And then he said, we have another batch joining. I'd like you to do the same thing. So I did batch number two. And I was like, okay, I want to something over here. And at this point of time, I had... trying to get the timeline right. I have a friend, right, and we were both talking about something, and she was also wanting to do something on her own, and we both challenged each other. The next time we meet each other, I might be messing up the story, but she challenged me that the next time I meet you, I want you to have a business card, right? So I took her up on this challenge, and I got a business card made. Business card is very simple. Just said name, email ID, and contact me if you want jokes, motivation, or brand work. And it said corporate trainer, writer, corporate trainer, content creator, and stand-up comedian, right? And I just kept that card with me in my wallet. I printed a lot of these cards. I still have them because I haven't really sent them out. And I kept it in my wallet. And here's what happened, okay? So now I have these two gigs, just two gigs being a corporate trainer, okay? Then what happens is I reach out to my college. And that's the best way to get business, is you reach out to known people. And I said, like, hey, there are people who are right now leaving college and seeking internships. I want to do this this program for them to teach them how they can get into a particular company and what they should expect, right? And this had stories like from real life. Like, this is the craziest story. I had two of my classmates who absolutely freaking hated each other. It's a guy and a girl. Hated, couldn't stand each other, right? And they got placed in the same organization. And the weirdest thing is, company sent them both to the US at the same time, and they had to stay in the same apartment, hating each other, and continue working for this organization. So I just told people, like, you know, you don't want to take this hatred to the next company. So if you have differences, try and resolve them, because you guys are going to get placed, and hence you might get placed in the same organization. Just practical shit like that, right? Try to be funny as well while doing it, which kind of worked. And so, yeah, so that's it. Now I reached out to my college and they were very accepting. They said, you know what, we have these special sessions by people who would like you to come and take it. Not great money. It's just 2,500 rupees. I said, cool, I'll do it. But I did 6 of those sessions. It was not even 2,005, guys. It was just 2,000 rupees. I said, screw it, I'm going to do it. I have nothing else to do. It's only going to take an hour. Went to the college, did the session, got paid money. Did the same thing 3 weeks, got paid 6K. And then I was passing by one of the corridors and met an old teacher of mine. And she said, hey, what are you here? I said, I'm just here to take a session. And she said, oh, cool. Even I need a few sessions to be taken. Can you please give me a card? Luckily, I had a card, gave the card to her and said, I'm going to contact you. Contacted me, booked me for 2 sessions, right? Full day sessions. Now I said, for an hour, it's 2K. So you have to pay me more for a full day. Said, we'll pay you like 15K, right? So this is really exciting. So 2 days, I'm going to make 30K. This is really good. So something happens, get paid, do both of these sessions, goes really well. The second session, I remember, they gave me a standing ovation, okay? Now, this was a little bit weird time in my personal life, okay? This was much before I met my girlfriend who eventually became my wife. I was going through like a weird, people call it situationship right now. Have you guys heard of this term, situationship? I'm going to look up the meaning of it before I mess it up. A situationship is an uncommitted, undefined romantic relationship between two people, meaning that those in this type of relationship have not established what they are to each other. Yeah, this is exactly it. That's exactly what I was in at that point of time. It was a situationship, right? And it was a weird thing. And guys, I got to tell you, man, just for public knowledge, right? You know what? When you tell someone you like someone, they say that there are 2 answers, yes and no. But that is not the truth. In reality, if you actually live old enough, there are 3 answers. It's yes, no, and not now, but I'll let you know if I feel about it. And if you're in the 3rd situation, please just walk the other way around. Just walk the other way out. It doesn't matter. This is as someone who's been there. And I was in that kind of a space in my life. It was not a great space of time, right? It's such a weird space of time that, you know, you'll have your phone in your pocket. You'll be expecting like a phone call or a message because you have no defined timings on when you guys talk or whatever, right? And suddenly your phone buzzes and it'll be like, oh, could be that person. They'll be like, no, it's some Zomato. Or sometimes it's nobody, but you feel that your phone buzzes. Do you guys relate to what I'm saying? So that was the time, right? And this corporate training, whatever was happening at that phase of my life, and I don't know what, I was going through a really bad phase, like, you know, in the personal life. But the second day I did this corporate training workshop, right? This full day workshop. They liked it so much, they gave me a standing ovation. I'll never forget that. This is something I built from scratch, from nothing, right? From writing a freaking Quora answer and to reading like some 5 books and putting together like this speaking and program where I did activities for people. And I'm getting paid and they gave me a standing ovation. And I think that really compensates. And I'm telling you guys, like, this is why I believe in God. Like, every time there's something bad that happens, there's also something good that happens in your life. That's just the beautiful way in which it works, which I've seen and which I always trust in, right? So now this happens, right? Things go really well. And I, of course, I'm putting stuff on, you know, I'm putting updates up that I'm doing this, that I'm doing programs. And there was a company, you know, which came for placements when I was in my master's. And this was that one company that I wanted to get in real bad, okay? And I sat through all the rounds, and then they said, we'll let you know about the final round in the evening. So I sat up till 7:30. So we're a bunch of 40 people, and they're going to announce the final results of all the people who have gone through all the rounds and never made it, right? 7:30. So I'm sitting in a staircase, and they start announcing names. And you know, when they start announcing names, they start announcing people's names. They'd be like, oh, if this guy can get in, I am 100% getting in. And then they said, we have 2 more people. And then they announce the second last. And then they announce the last person. And then I just didn't make it. And I went back home and I couldn't sleep the entire night. It's like, oh, this rejection just hurts, right? But in some strange turn of events, many years later, when I became this corporate trainer, one person from this organization reached out to me and said like, hey, I heard you're doing this and I'm in charge of, you know, HR employee engagement, and we have this kind of a Friday event where we get people on board and we teach them to, we do a little bit of life talks and just get them motivated, just make them, just take care of their welfare, right? Have someone tell stories and talk to them. Would you be interested in doing it? I was like, of course I would be. So I signed up for it and I went there. And before going there, guys, I had one of the worst nights and days of my life, right? It was absolutely horrible. Like, this is one of those times where I couldn't sleep the entire night just thinking of where my life was headed because of, you know, whatever was happening in my personal life. Because this is someone who I haven't heard back from, and it's just a weird situation where I've gotten myself into, and I'm just super anxious. I can't focus on anything. And I'm just terribly upset and just feeling horrible, right? And here I am, I've not slept the entire night. I woke up, and you know, you ever had one of those nights where you sleep, you're supposed to be sleeping, but you don't sleep the entire night. And now you look at the windows and it's like daylight and the birds are chirping and everything is getting started. And you still haven't, you just realize that you're spending 8-9 hours not sleeping at all, right? So all this is the night before I have to go and do this motivational corporate training session in this company, which I had to prove myself again, right? Because I've got rejected and now I'm like, this is an opportunity for me to redeem myself. But I've just had this really horrible night. And in a few hours, I have to go and give this talk. And I'm at my all-time low at this point of time. I, of course, had a few friends whom I told this to. A few of them heard me out. But there was nothing that really helped, right? And in the afternoon, I was just feeling horrible. In a few hours, I have to go. Because I was just sitting on my bed and just thinking and not doing anything. I was not able to write. I was not able to read. I was not able to work out. I was not able to eat that well and enjoy my food. I was not able to watch Netflix. Nothing. So I just decided to walk in the, probably somewhere around April, May. So it's obviously hot. Take a walk around my block and put my earphones on. And I had to literally look up a YouTube video saying how to be happy and how to get through tough times. I was so low. I had a look at a Tony Robbins video and he was just talking a bunch of shit. I was just literally clinging on to any hope and was trying to search for any hope that I could fill myself with to get me through it, right? Because I had to talk to people and inspire them to, you know, how to work and how to get on with their jobs and how to find meaning, how to find purpose and all of that, right? And I'm talking about books from Man's Search for Meaning and all of that, right? And here I am like super depressed, like super upset, and I have no idea how to do this. Somehow get through this, somehow shower, and I get going, right? And I go to the talk. I'm still depressed. I just show up. I do a bunch of interactions and I talk to them with the entire thing. And it was a packed house. It was a full house. Okay, it was very intimidating. And before going up, just to, I don't know, for whatever reason, the organizer who called me said like, you know what, this has never happened. We've never had a full house over here at all. And this is really crazy. So the onus is on you to get them started, right? And to talk to them and kind of make them feel good. So I started doing my talk and here I am super depressed in life at my all-time low. I don't have like a stable career. I don't know how much I've gotten paid for this, right? And I'm also going through something really horrible in my personal life, which I've not slept for like days. And there I'm asking people, I'm doing some interactions. So what keeps you motivated about this job? And then there was one lady who gave me the first answer. I have a kid and, you know, I put her in school and I have to get her through education. It's like, oh my God, these people are already motivated. What am I doing in this? Right? You know, there's a super band called Thermal in a Quarter and they have an album called The Scene where they talk about just them playing music. It's a superb album and they have this very nice line in one of their songs. It's called Selling Sushi in an Idli Shop. That was exactly what I was doing. I was talking about how to be motivated to people who are parents. People are already freaking motivated. And I was like, oh my God, these people have everything sorted. What am I going to do there telling them stuff from Outliers and Man's Search for Meaning? These people are already there. I asked another guy, he was like, just bought a house, got to pay EMIs, make sure my family is in a secure place. I said, oh my God, what the hell am I doing? Dude, I need a job in your company. I don't need any of this motivational shit. Right. And anyway, just get out of my talk. The talk goes reasonably well. And say thank you guys. You guys have been a good audience. And I hope you guys have the best. And I leave and I'm figuring like, what am I doing with my life, dude? I'm talking to people who are doing better than me and asking them to stay motivated. What I really need is their lives. And that was that, guys. It was just a realization that I really don't want to be telling people how to stay motivated. I think people have their own inner needs. People have their own desires, which cannot come from anywhere. It has to come from within, and you have to kind of find that, right? So that's when I realized this motivational speaking, you really can't. I didn't want to do it after that because I failed at that point of time. Like, I was going to give a motivational talk about how to be happy and how to stay motivated, and I myself was living a lie, right? I was depressed the previous night. I had a horrible day. Like, what business have I to, you know, talk to people on how to find meaning? Like, I myself was asking the same questions to myself, right? I think that was the last that I did any of that. And I realized now the only thing I can do is comedy, man, because comedy, the best part of comedy is it gives you an opportunity to talk about your failures. It's the only thing where you can talk about your failures. You, as long as you have failures, did I say failures? Yeah, you can, failures also, people who failed you, right? And failures, you can talk about it in a way where there's a punchline, where there's a joke, where there's something funny, there's a funny exaggeration, there's a funny way of saying it. If at all you, there's nothing, you at least make some weird expressions on stage and, you know, get some laughs, right? And yeah, that's the only way I'm probably going to do it. I'm not going to motivate people anymore because I feel, dude, like I'm not a perfect person and I can't, you know, talk about it from a point of perfection. And I don't know how people do it also, right? Like, my dad was a preacher. But the best part of him is he admitted to his failures a lot. He talked about how he's not perfect. He talked about how he's made like a bunch of mistakes and all of that, but how he's learning. And I think that's, I don't want to be any of that, right? I definitely don't want to be telling people what to be doing. But if at all I do something, I'm going to talk about failures and what I learned from it. That's all. And I'm going to, you know, just that's what I decided. I'll just focus on comedy, make fun of myself. I'll make fun of some other people in the show and get paid. Come back, try to just be funny, man. That's all I want to be, right? Yeah. So that's that story, guys, about, you know, being a corporate trainer, being a motivator, which also brings to question the larger focus. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people like a Tony Robbins or Robin Sharma, right? The guy who wrote Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. I don't know how they actually do it because they lead regular, or they must be not leading regular lives, right? But if you lead a regular life, it's incredibly humbling because you make mistakes, you screw up, you do the wrong shit, you get caught doing the wrong shit, and then you have to kind of still come and tell, you know, people how to be good and how to get their life sorted. It's a weird place to be in, man. It's almost like, you know, like, you ever had a friend or anyone whom you know, like whom you thought like was a really cool person because everyone else saw this person as a cool person, but then when you actually get to know this person like very closely and he's done something really horrible to you, and then you could never look at that person as a cool person again, right? I don't know how, you know, motivational speakers deal, I mean, like, the close circle of motivational speakers deal with that person, right? Because they'll be like, yeah, he's talking all this good shit to other people, but do we really, you know, is he really that good in real life? That's kind of scary, right? It goes back like that. There's a very funny comedian called Rodney Dangerfield, okay? And he was just incredibly, always kept making fun of himself, right? And his line was, I don't get no respect. I don't get no respect. He would talk about how he would talk about how his wife is prettier than him and how he always has suspicions of his wife being, you know, being hit on by other guys, right? And he would just constantly make fun of it, right? And he said, I don't get no respect. I don't get no respect. And Michael Che, who's another comedian, has a joke, said, you know, comedians sometimes tell something and they are completely different. Like, I found out that Rodney Dangerfield is actually quite a respected guy, right? And I think that's similar, man, to like, that's why I don't want to be a person trying to tell people how to do their shit. Just do your own shit. Try to do it as, you know, try to be like an individual contributor, right? I really love that word, being an individual contributor. It means that you're not managing people and all of that, right? And yeah, and once you're in that position, just do your shit, try to help someone if someone asks you for help, and just get along, right? So that's that story, guys. I don't know, I thought I should tell you guys the story just to prove that, you know, sometimes you try to do something, but then you realize that I'm good at it, but is this really being honest? And when you answer that question honestly, you definitely make a change, but it's all for the better, right? And since then, it's led me to a really happy place to where I am right now. And I'm really happy, guys. And I think every birthday, I'm just genuinely thankful. I just celebrated a birthday yesterday. What am I saying? Last week, yesterday. And this is probably just the happiest that I've been. Like the friends that I have around me, I love them. I love the way that I'm doing comedy as well. Like I did a show yesterday and I felt really loose. I didn't feel like burdened. And I didn't feel like I was running out of jokes. I felt really good. And I think that's, I'm enjoying it much more, right? Like my wife is just amazing. Like I can't even tell you guys, like if you find someone that's really good for you, I mean, you have to make it work, right? With that person. Like I'm so happy. My wife was just a friend. She's a classmate. I found her pretty always. And something led to another, and then I asked her out, and I'm so happy that I did, and it's worked out so well. Even right now, it's not like, even though I say wife, it's kind of like we're just friends, right? And it's just the most beautiful part. And she made my birthday amazing, and yeah, it was just superb. Just caught up with friends, did a show in the evening, met her family, was staying with my mom, so just for the weekend, right? And it was really good. I was really happy to be where I am, and my job is amazing. Can't really complain about it. Of course, is it like the most perfect job? No job is supposed to be the most perfect job. But is this the happiest I've been in a job? Absolutely, 100% yes, right? And that's the best part of it. That was the podcast, guys. And I'm just trying to get my act together in stand-up, trying to do as many shows. We're trying to do a show every week, like, you know. So if you're in Bangalore, try and come for a show. We're working new material out. I have a new video in the works. It's the audio is being worked on. I'm going to get the video worked on as well. Sometime in April, we should look at releasing it. And hopefully you guys have my fourth stand-up video, which I'm extremely proud about, because the thing is, I wrote this video while being married, okay? A lot of people give up on shit while being married, and they give you that same stupid excuse. Like, hey, you know how it is, man, just married and all that shit. Where's the time? Ha ha, married. Hey, man, why aren't you working out? You used to be really fit. Ha ha ha, after marriage, man, you just don't get time. The dude used to come and meet us for badminton every week. What happened? Just don't get time. Guys, come on. You gotta stop making that stupid excuse if you're married, dude. It's just not true, right? You have to prioritize what you want, and you have to tie your life down to some, you know, pursuit of yours, which you started. Just have to just show up a few times a week and get it done. And I'm very proud about that, just for that, because I wrote all of these jokes just while being married, right? So 4 days a week, my wife was, of course, super supportive, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the days that I focused on the most, right? I would go do stand-up, write these new jokes. Sometimes I'd do the same joke again and again. And that's basically it. That's how I wrote these jokes, got them perfected. And towards the end, sat, wrote all of them down so that I officially know what it is. And went and recorded the special, and of course, not special, I should say, just a 20-minute recording. Who am I? Special, it seems. Nonsense, right? Yeah, it's a 20-minute YouTube video, which I'm still amazingly proud of, right? And which you should watch once it comes out. So I'm just going to keep hyping it up. And this week, I'll try and get the other podcast episode up, because it was a really fun podcast which I had with another really fun comedian. We talked, had a really honest conversation. It was very, you know, it's just amazing and therapeutic sometimes to just do a podcast. Because you have a feeling that you're still doing stand-up in a way with another person. Because I know some of you are going to listen to it. And I deeply believe that this is also being listened to. I don't do it with the intention, like, no one is going to listen to this. I don't care if it's 5 people. I don't care if it's just 10 people. I'm doing it like as though someone important is listening to this podcast, man. So I hope you guys like what we're doing, right? And please send me a message once in a while if you are listening to these podcast episodes. It really makes my day. I really love hearing from you. And that's it, guys. I hope you guys have a great week. I think it's the start of March already, so I hope you have a great month. This is a good month, and you got to make shit happen. Make something happen. Make like 1% progress, right? I know I'm being a corporate trainer again, but I'm just telling this to myself, guys, right? And you feel happy at the end of the day. Like, Feb, my entire goal was just record that video. I recorded that video, and now I'm happy, right? And for March, my entire thing is to just do Every week, I'm going to do a 20-minute spot or I'm going to host a stand-up show. That's just basically it. And I'm, whatever happens in the week, I'll do my regular shit, right? I'll just go do spots. But every weekend, I'm going to do at least either hosting or I'm going to do a 20-minute spot somewhere to work on stuff, right? That's my entire thing. So whatever goal you have, guys, whatever it is, however small, however silly, however whatever, just do it and you'll feel better about yourself. Thank you guys so much. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And take care. Have a great week ahead.